no greater sacrifice, no greater love than to give one's life, to die in someone else's place, so they instead might live. God cared so much for Well, today on Hope for the Heart, we're thinking about Jesus' forgiving heart. Do you know, Jesus understands what it's like to really be let down by close friends, to be betrayed. And even those you think you can trust, they can let you down, can't they? I mean, I was singing in an area for a week and I drew very close to the people that I was staying with. Well, I thought we all agreed that if I came on holiday to the area, that we would love to meet up. So, you know, I contacted them next time I was in the area, see if we could get together. And to my shock, their formal reply was, "Oh, well, you're not coming to sing for us again till next year, are you? So there's not much point in meeting up till then, is there?" Well, I was deeply saddened, you see, because I thought, as them, as friends, you see, but they really were thinking me more as a commodity, not useful to them at this point in time. Now, Jesus understands what it is to feel rejection. And yet, do you know what? His utter faithfulness to them shows what he is truly like, even though they may prove faithless to him. His total willingness to forgive and his commitment to love them through thick and thin is truly inspiring, and that's how he treats us too. Let's think about Judas. How did Jesus treat his most unfaithful disciple? I'm sure that if we were in church, if we'd seen some of the goings-on that Judas was doing, we'd have got rid of him quickly. But Jesus poured love into him right from the outset, despite knowing his deep character flaws. Jesus so wanted him to turn around. He never exposed him till the very end, and he kept giving him chances to turn from the wrong things that he was doing. It was only in those final moments that Jesus showed he knew what was really going on. We're told in John chapter 12 that Judas objected to the expensive perfume being poured over Jesus' head by the prostitute. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. Verse 6. He did not say that because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. What? But why did Jesus give him charge of the money bag? Was Jesus mad? Was Jesus weak? Or was he just wanting to help him change at the core of his being through an ongoing relationship with him of love and trust? The dipping of the bread into the wine with him at the Last Supper was the very highest honour Jesus could show him, announcing by it to all, "Yes, Judas, you matter. I still love you and value you as a special friend." So even then, Judas could have turned back. But Jesus allowed him to use his free will. That is the most precious thing God gives humanity. He never usurps it. And so Judas chose his pathway. And as he walked away, it says Satan entered into his heart. And we know what happened at the end, don't we? Jesus was arrested, betrayed by a kiss from his friend Judas. And despite the material gain that Judas received from the Jewish leaders, he died a wretched man. But think how Jesus kept working with him, engaging with him, loving him from the heart. Are we patient with people like that? Or do we write them off as being too lost? The cross gives everyone a way to start again. It's where Jesus crosses out all our sin and makes our hearts completely clean, whiter than snow, it says. No matter how far down we've gone, Jesus calls us back. Yes, let's receive that forgiveness this Good Friday. He wants to give us his own spotless righteousness. He wants to cover you with his love. He wants to draw you into a wonderful relationship with him. And you can't ever earn it. It's his special gift to you. Receive it. So here is a song. It's all about how we all need to start again. God giving us new chances. It's called You Can Begin Again.
When you feel that you just can't pray, you've grieved the Lord and he seems so far away. Don't lose hope, for he wants to say, my child, just begin again. When you feel you can't try anymore, it seems you've failed so many times before, God still loves you, he is the door for you to begin again. Yes, on the cross Jesus died, and all your sins were laid on him. And if you confess, he'll free. He'll take you in his arms and love you. His blood can wash away the deepest stain, so no part of your sin need remain. He went through death and awful pain, so begin again. He wants to come close by your side, to be your constant companion and guide. And in his love, your sins he will hide, so you can begin. Yes, on the cross Jesus died, and all your sins were laid on him. And if you confess, he'll freely forgive, he'll take you in his arms and love you. He wants to put his new life within, give you the power to overcome your sin. Right where you are, just talk to him, and you can begin again. Right where you are, just talk to him.